Zog the Mishnah daf lametesa meral from the top. Ve'elu yirokos shodem yoytze ben yedei chavosa bePesach. These are the yirokos that a person is yoytze yedei chavosa bePesach, meaning for more. The chazeres. The Gemara is going to explain each one. Chazeres we call salads, Roman lettuce. That's tamcha. Tamcha. The Gemara is going to say each one. Tamcha is chrein. Chachavino is a vine. Rashi explains that grows around the palm tree. Different type of vegetable. Now, obviously, it's not a tree because it has to be a min zera. So the vine that grows around it has the same zera. So it's a vegetable. So meanwhile, you have chazeres, which is lettuce, romaine lettuce. Some say every salad. Tamcha is chrein. Chachavino is a vine that grows around the palm tree. Uba ulshin. Ulshin are endives, like Belgian endives. Uva mogar. Mogar means any vegetable that's bitter. Any bitter vegetable, bitter herb, you yoytze mogar. So all these, yoytzen ben, yidei chovot, yoytzen ben, ben lachin, ben yevashin. Sarif they're moist, sarif they're dry. Avaloi kvushin. But they cannot be soaked in vinegar. Zagdashi kvushin b'choymetz. Because vinegar is mevatel the shem morer. You have to keep the bitter herb, the bitter taste. So kovush makes it that it's considered, it loses the tam. Now, the Rashi Bedavka says kovush b'choymetz. Choymetz is not bitter. It's not the bitter vegetable. It takes away the tam of the morer. Let's say it's kovush, like we know, kovush k'mevushel, something 24 hours in water is considered kovush osho mevushel. So would that also apply if it's kovush in water? So that's a machlekes in the poiskim. The Mogen Avraham brings that kovish b'mayim, it's a question if kovish b'mayim is considered after it's me'es le'es, if it's a shame kovish. On the one hand, it's considered kovish, it's like mevushel, but on the other hand, water does not mevatel the taste. But some things, maybe it is mevatel. If you keep
long enough,
so it's a big enough kamina. People have romaine lettuce, they clean it themselves. So they put it in vinegar, and then they soak it, they keep it in water. If you keep it in there long enough, it's mevatel the tam of the morer. Now, even though our romaine lettuce doesn't really have a bitter taste, but lemaisa, the Gemara is going to say, if you keep it, if you, eventually it becomes bitter. That's called the tamarius. But the point is, loy kvushin. It cannot be kovushin choymetz. Veloy shlukin. Shlukin means that's mevushalin harbim ma'oid achni moichin. Rashi says it's overcooked, that it melts, it disintegrates. It's nimoyach. Overcooked is no good. V'loy mevusholin. And likewise, regular bishul. Fashteitzach, it's loizu afzu. Umitztarif in lekezayis. And the chiddush is that the mitztarif lekezayis. Now, even though you have two different tastes, you can have endives together with lettuce. Mm-hmm. It's mitztarif, a half of each, and it's mitztarif. Now, the chiddush is, we're trying to explain, is because we don't say that tameh mevatlim zeh. Usually a different time is mevatel another time. So the different taste. Zokt around that no. At the end of the day, it's all tamarigas. So mele, there's no din of time of mevatlim zeh zeh. Now, the etzim din that you have to have a kezayis by morer, the Torah doesn't say to eat a kezayis. It doesn't say achila. Lashon achila is usually kezayis. It says al matzis umroyim yachlua. And that's going on the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach, we know it has to be kezayis. But since it's one achila, and since it says the lashon achila by the matzim goyim yachlua, so mele it goes on the morer also. The Rosh says a little more than that. The Rosh says that since you make a bracha, he brings a raya from the bracha, since we make a bracha al achilas morer, so you know the Torah doesn't say achila, but we say achilas morer. So mele it needs a kezayis. Azoy shteit in Rosh. Now, comes out, zok de shagazaye, if let's say by Kerich we don't make a bracha. Kerich we don't make a bracha. So by Kerich you would not need a kezayis amarer. As a shagazayis chiddush. Lemaisa, we're machmir to have a kezayis. The reason is because since this is going back on the original achilas matzah, now the question is how do you eat matzah? Do you eat matzah a matzah m'roirim, you eat it together as a kerich, so mele the achila, the bracha is going on that, so mele you need it for that also. But Shagasayim wants to be chadish based on the Rosh, that being that we don't make an achila specifically on the kerich, then you would not need a kezayis by the kerich of mor. Zok the Mishnah Vayta v'yoytze miklach shalhem, and your yoytze with the stalks of the mor. Uvid mai, a d'mai like we had before, A person can always be mafkir is nechosim, so he's an oni. So mele demai is mutter. So if you have demara from demai, it's a suffix. If the tumas of mice were taken off, you're yoitza.
Why?
Because you can make yourself an oni. If you're mafkir in nechosim, you're an oni, and an oni is mutter b'demai. Uva ma'is rishon shenit the trumasa. Like we had before in the Gemara, the chiddush of ma'aser rishon trumasa is that even though you're makdim b'shibolin and there's a legal loophole, you evade a truma gedoyla. Ma'aser rishon that the Levi gave trumas ma'aser, but he said nitla trumasa trumas ma'aser, but truma gedoyla was evaded because it was hikdim b'shibolin.
The trumas ma'aser
the Levi took away from his ma'aser and he gave to the kohen. But the original Truma G'dayla was never given away because if you're Makdim B'Shibolim, if you take it before the Miruach, so it's a legal loophole to evade Truma, so the Chiddush is, still it's not considered a mitzvah of Avera, and it's good. Ma'aser Rishon Shenit Trumasa, you can be Yotzei Mara with. U'Ma'aser Sheni V'Hekdesh Sheniftu, if you're part of it, you're also good. Now Rashi Rabbi Mitzik makes a diuk that all this is good because it's a tevel. That's why the Ma'aser is good, it's only a Sofek, and you can mafkin chosim. Aval b'tevel loizok Rashi, why tevel not? After all, taking Maisa from Yerokas is only the Rabbonon. So by the Rabbonon, so mid the Raisa, it's not Tevel. So why not Yotze with Tevel? So Drashi Avle Mitzvah Baba Avere Dumi the Otzit Shen and Nokiv Damon Bepirkin. We had before in the Gemara, Otzit Shen and Nokiv is the Rabbonon Dekachiv Trumas and Maises. There's no hole in the vase. So that's only mid the Rabbonon. And that will be considered Mitzvah Baba Avere even on a Raisa Dekachiv. So since Mitzvah Baba Avere, mid the Rabbonon, it's Mitzvah Baba Avere. So maybe you're not yoytza as mitzvah b'aver because the rabbanon dekadin tikkun kein deraisa tikkun or your oivan loisosur. But even the rabbanon can mafkia the shame that you yoytza mitderaisa.
What is tamcha we said? Tamcha we said was mora. What was that?
Tamcha is chrein. We'll see. The Gemara is going to explain each one now individually.
And mora.
Mora means any bitter herb. Chazeres is lettuce. Tamcha is chrein. Chachvina is the vine. Ulshin is endives. Mora means any bitter herb.
Any bitter herb, even
chrein. Chrein is mentioned. We're talking about other bitter herbs. Uh-huh. You go to the vegetable store, you find a bitter vegetable, that's nichlal mora.
What's chrein exactly, anyway? Talking about
beets? Horseradish is a bitter herb, of course. Now, mora is just being coiled even more things. Not mentioned. A bitter herb is ein chanami horseradish. Correct. Zog de Gemara. Chazeres, and the Gemara now explains each one. Chazeres is chasa. Chasa means lettuce. Romaine lettuce we use. Some say any lettuce is good. Anything that's called salad.
It's not so bitter, but you're saying if you leave it long, it gets bitter.
Oh, so that's the Gemara is going to say soon about that. Mara is tchilosei rach v'sefer kosher. So Rashi learns stam that it becomes harder. It's miskasha ke'etz. But other Rishonim learn, and Rishami learns, that the beginning of the li'isa is sweet. But then it turns bitter. So it's taka tchilosei rach v'sefer kosher that it taka turns bitter, even the chasa. Ulshin is hindavi. Hindavi is endives. Tamcha, the third thing mentioned in the Mishnah was tamcha. Omer Rabbi Bechana, tamachto. Tamachto is chrein. It's horseradish. Tamachto shmo. Chachavino was the fourth thing mentioned. Omer Rabbi Shimon Melokish, atzafto. Atzafta de dikla is the vine that grows around the palm tree. Zoktais is right around the top. Tzochlem davimin zroim. It can't be a tree because a tree is a smite. It has to be like a zera, like a matzah. Dola kamon amgir ma matzah min zroim, afmogam min zroim. So it's a type of a zera, even though it grows around the palm tree, it's the vine of the palm tree, it's also bitter. Uve morer. Now what's morer? Zoktu gemorah. Mechirta. Mechirta means any bitter vegetable. Anything in the previous list enumerated, not mentioned, go to the vegetable store. It's bitter herb. It's a bitter vegetable. Your yoytzas mora. Zog the Gemara. Now, some say that it doesn't mean any bitter herb. It's a specific bitter herb called megirta. Rashi says megirta amir pelevi he pufritz. It's a specific herb. Others learn that no, that it means any bitter herb yataki yoytza. The Ritva b'shem d'ra says behedya any bitter yerek yoytze the din of mara. The Rambam Pirsh Mishnah argues, it says dafka the five mentioned. Zok the Gemara Tony Bakapora Eli Yerokas Shalom Yoytze Meidechavos bePesach. Now Bakapora says in the Braisa these are the Yerokas Yoytze Dechavos bePesach. Beulshin we said is endives. Uve Tamcha. Tamcha is horseradish, which we call chrein, which is really horseradish. The Chachelin. Zog Rashi, what's chachelin? Zog Rashi, loy isparish shmoy. Rashi itself says not clear what the name is. Becharvinin. ubechazegin, different type of vegetables. Chachlin, chachavino, we said before, was the vine around the palm tree. Ubechazegin, that's chazeres, that's chasa,
meaning lettuce.
Rabbi Yehuda says no, not just the ones mentioned. Af ul shei soda, even ul shei soda. That's a beautiful shita that even if something is not a regular shame, but even as a shame levai, meaning it's not called endives, it's called Belgian endives. It has a name to it, ul shei soda. So that is also considered ulshin. Now then the Raisa continues. Rabbi Yehuda says the ul shei gino are regular endives. That's a regular one. The chazeres is regular chasa, regular salad, regular lettuce. Zok the Gemara this kasha right away. Ul shei gino v'chazeres hotana legeisha. What exactly is Rabbi Yehuda being moisif by Mishlema? Ul shei said he's being moisif, even the shem levai. But what's he being moisif by ul shei gino v'chazeres? It's mentioned already. Zok mahori koma af ul shei soda kul shei gino v'chazeres. That ul shei soda, even though that's the shem levai, is like ul shei gino v'chazeres, like the regular ul shei gino v'chazeres. And you take a yoytz even though that's the shem levai. Remeya oimer af asves v'tura. Different type of vegetables that have these names. Asves, Vetura, Umar, Yeruah. Seems like four different names. Of them, the Gemara says no. Omel Rabbi Yosia, Asves, Vetura, Echot, it's one. Umar, Zeo, Yeruah. Mar is Yeruah. So it's only two different things. Asves, Vetura is one, and Mar is Yeruah.
What are they, though? We don't know.
Rashi says, Mine Yerokos. Rashi himself doesn't specify what it is. He says, Mine Yerokos. Type of vegetables. We're just enumerating different vegetables that are bitter. Zok di Gemara. Tony Devei Shmuel. Eilu Yerokos Shem Yoytze Minei Chavos BePesach. BeChazeres. Chazeres, we said, was Roman lettuce, or salad. BeUlshin. Ulshin, we said, is endives. UbeTamcha. Tamcha, we said, is horseradish, grain. Ubecharvinin, charvinin we said is the vine that grows around the palm tree. Bechagigin, ubehardufnin. Rashi says hardufnin is yesh mefoshin alushinza, alushina. Another type of vegetable. Reb Yudah Omer, Reb Yudah says af chazeres yulin, even chazeres yulin. Chazeres is a lettuce, a salad, even with the shame levai. Reb Yudah Shitosoi, that shame levai doesn't take away from the shame. Af chazeres yulin. V'chazeres galin, kiyotzeben. And likewise, chazeres galin. Again, these are both types of shem levai, Zag Rashi. Shem levayu. So that's rebutal shitosa. You can have chazeres with a shem levai. I mean, to add some romaine lettuce is also a shem levai. It's not just the lettuce, it's the romaine lettuce. Unless that's the etzemin. Rabbi Loya, oime mishum Rabbi Lozer, af arkablim. Arkablim, Zag Rashi, mefad b'sepek sheni de'erwin, atzaf techazaito, husiv godl. It grows around the palm tree. Again, it's a sieve. This is the leaves actually that grow around the trunk of the palm tree. The leaves that grow around the trunk of the palm tree. Zokti Gemara v'chazalti al kol talmidov. I search for all the talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer because he's Rabbi Eliezer. I'm mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Loi in the name of Rabbi Eliezer af akavlin. I search for the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, ubikashti lichover, to see if everyone remembers such a memra that you yoytza. V'loy mitzosi. I didn't find anyone that agreed that remembered Rabbi Eliezer saying this. Ukshibosi lifnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov. When I came to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, was also a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. Hoyde ledvorai. He agreed to my words that this is indeed what Rabbi Eliezer was moisiv. Zok l'mor Rabbi Doimel, kol sheyesh lo israf. Anything that has a sap. If you break open the vegetable, even lettuce, the stalk, if you break it open, there's a little sap that comes out. So many vegetables have a sap. So kol sheyesh l'sraf, if it has a sap, and Rashi says that the sraf is lovon kecholov. It's like a milky. It's like a whitish sap. So that is considered morer. Rabbi Yechem and Broik Oimer, kol sheponov machsifin. Anything that it's not a regular karsi. Karsi means a dark green. Ponov machsifin means it's a light green. Anything that's a light green, that is considered maror from the vegetables. Acherim oimrim, kol yerek mar, any bitter herb, any bitter vegetable, yesh l'sraf, there's the simen. There's the litmus test. It has sraf, it has a sap, uponim machsifin, and it's a light color, light green.
Machsifin is what?
Machsifin means light. So, Dashi, ene yerek, Any yoga come oid kakasi el paldish. It's like light. A light green, like lettuce.
Sarav is sap, so if I go home and open up the stalk of the MSC slap.
Maybe the raw one directly straight from the field, you'll see the sap, yeah. You have to. The Gemara says this is a simon. This is soid. Yerek, mar, any bitter herb, yesh le sraf, it has a drop of a sap, upona machsifin, and it's a light green. Omer avuna halocha kacherim. The halocha, the Gemara, dina the Gemara, the Gemara paskas like kacherim. Zog the Gemara, Ravina, ashkechel rav acha bered rav derova. Ravina met rav acha bered derova, da ave mahadar amirirta. He was searching for merirta. Merirta, we said, is a bitter vegetable. A maror, any bitter vegetable. Called merirta, Rashi learned. Rashi said it's a name of a specific one. But he was searching for that one. Not for chazeres, not for salad, not for Roman lettuce. Omale, my daitoch, what's your opinion? The meririn tvei, because this is very bitter. V'chazeres tanan, it says in the Mishnah, l'chatchili, you should take chazeres. The first one mentioned is chazeres. Usually follow the first one. Why are you searching for merirta? Why are you searching for Roman lettuce? Zog the Gemara, v'tonet v'shmul, chazeres. V'tonet v'shmul, chazeres. And Tonet v'shmul said chazeres. Meaning that that's the thing you should l'chatchila look for sal, for Roman lettuce. V'om rabbi eshe mitzvah b'chazeres. So why is he looking for merirta? V'om rabbi mai chazeres chasa. It's called chasa. Chasa means salad. Zog the Gemara, mai chasa. What is the taichin chasa? Zog the Gemara, d'chos rachmona alvein. The Eibush had rachmonas on us. What do you mean the Eibush had rachmonas? When he took us out of Mitzrayim, he had rachmonas on us. V'om rabbi shmur b'nachmeni, om rabbi yoynison. Lo menim shlo Mitzrayim k'morer. Why is Mitzrayim compared to morer? Lo im l'cho. Ma morer zeh shchitilos erach v'soif ha'kosha. Oh, that we asked before, where's the beer? Morer is chilos erach v'soif ha'kosha. It starts off rach, and then it becomes kosher. It becomes hard. It's miskasha. We'll see soon that it actually becomes bitter. So tzoif ha'kosha, af Mitzrayim chilos and rach v'soif ha'kosha. The Mitzrayim enslaved us b'perach. First they started off rach, it paid us, and then it was kosher. Then it didn't pay us anymore. It was for free. Safe and kosher. Omale hadribi, I'm retracting. I was searching for merirta. You told me now that lechatchila chazeres is the main one. So hein chalami, I'm retracting. I'm going to search now for chazeres, which is Roman lettuce. Omale rav rav chumel abaya. Mimai dahai morim min yereku. Who says moriz b'chala yerek? Who says the vegetable? Ema merirta de kufya. Maybe it's merirta de kufya. What's merirta de kufya? Zog drashi. Moro shel dag shishmoikein. The name of the gall of a fish that's called kufya, his gall, the gall is bitter, is maybe you have to eat the gall of the fish called kufya. Maybe that's what moro is. Zog de gemoro, do me the matzah. It do me the matzah. Ma matzah gidule karka. Just like matzah grows, it's gidule karka, it's a zera. And the goal of a fish is not a gidul kaka. Maybe it's a hirduf. Hirduf, after all, hirduf is a tree. It's a tree that Moshe Rabbeinu was mamtik the mei mora. Zogt Rashi. Eit shehimtik by Moshe is mei mora. It says vayimtku amoyim. The Medrash says that it was a nes betuch nes. It was bitter, and with that bitter tree bark, he sweetened the water, the biggest nest possible. Something bitter is sweetened the water, but the ma'aseh was bitter. So maybe that bitter is what you have to yotze mara with. Ve'eme hirduf. So, but akoponim, it's a tree. And we had before, avarik has to be a zera. Avdem de gemara zog, nein, do me the matzah. Ma matzah min zroyim, av mora min zroyim. Ve'eme hazifu. Hazifu is indeed a zera. And it's a sama moves lebehema. It's poison for an animal. It's human consumption, it's edible. But for an animal, it's poison. So maybe hazifu is a bitter zera. Zogmo, do me the matzah. My matzah shenikach because of meiser. Matzah can be acquired because of meiser, because you're able to buy chitin because of meiser. Anything that's edible. Af mora shenikach because of meiser. And mashenkein, this is not nikach because of meiser, because it's taka poison. Omele rabbe bachana labaya. Eime mora chad. Maybe you only yotze one mora. Who said there's so many minim? It says a matzim roigim yachlua. So there's numerous species. Maybe there's tak only two. Zogmor, do me the matzah. Ma matzah minim harbe. Just like matzah, we know it's minim harbe, right? We said it's spelt. It's all chamesh minim. it's rye, it's barley, so it's minim harbe.
Oats.
So af mora minim harbe. Omagav bahun omagav. Yirokish omachachomish on yoitz minichavos bepesach. Kulin is going baruga achas. That means is all the different zroim is not called kelayim. You can plant them in one aruga, even though they're different species, but it's not called kelayim. Zogemar lememed the less mishum kelayim. It's not kelayim. Masiv rover chazeres vechazeres galin. Two types of chazeres. Ulshin veulshe soda. The ulshin, the end dives and ulshe soda. The shem levai. Krishin vekrishe soda. Kuzba vekuzba soda. Chad vechad mitzri vetlas mitzri. Varamutza. Einim kelayim zebazer is mashma only the chazeres with the chazeres galin. Only those two are not kelayim. Chazeres v'ulshin loy. Zok the mora, chazeres v'chazeres galin in chazeres v'ulshin loy. It's mashma only chazeres and chazeres galin is not called kelayim. Mashma chazeres and ulshin is yes kelayim. How do we say that all the meaning of mora is not kelayim? Here we see only the shem levai with the other name is not kelayim. Maybe it's going on all of them. All of them are not kelayim. V'omerav zugoy zugoy katoni. It says clearly it's going on zugoy. Dafke these two. So my mind is going. V'omerav nizroin kilchoson. Kilchoson means with the klolim of kelayim. It has to be a separation that it should not be considered kelayim. But in the chanami, the different ones are talking kelayim zebazeh. We'll stop a bit about a moment.